but they're going to be dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because they're no longer connected,
right, connected
to the life source. Yeah. And that's what happens to many believers,
that's,
you know,
right,
when we don't connect to the life source. If you would, but Jesus goes even further. We know those verses, right? Abide in me and my words abide in you, and ask whatever you wish, it'll be done for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let's read a little further. Look there with me in John 15, verse number 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Everybody say love.
Love.
These things I've spoken to you so that what? My joy may be where?
In you.
And that your joy may be what?
Full.
Made full. Everybody say made full.
Made full.
Now that word for made full, meaning his joy will be in us and come out of us with overflowing gladness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yes.
You know, there's times when you're doing missions outreaches or anything in life where weariness tries to come on you. You're tired physically or things aren't going the way you thought they should go. That's when you need that kind of joy. Amen. It's something that is beyond the circumstances of the moment. And it's a supernatural joy. Now, by the way, what I just read to you is in red in your Bible. That was our Lord saying that. Amen. Amen. It wasn't the opinion of an apostle even. It was Jesus saying it. Now let's go forward two chapters into that great high priestly prayer of the Lord, where he prays for not only the disciples that were before him, but he prayed to the Father for you and I. Okay? Let's look at that. Just a couple of the verses there. John 17, look at verse 22 with me. This again is our Lord saying, praying to the Father. Look what he says. The glory that you, Father, have given me, I have what?
Given
to them that they may be
one.
Just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in what? Unity. So that the world may what? Know that you sent me. Isn't that interesting? That's how they're going to know. Amen?
Joy.
Not really because of our Facebook page.
That's right.
They're going to know when they see the love that's in and through and around us. Amen? But look what he goes on to say. So that the world may know that you sent me. I love this. And love them. Wow. Let's say it together. Come on. Even as you have loved me. Everybody, eye contact, everybody. He loves you. The Father loves you as much as he loves Jesus.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? Shay's going crazy over here. It's like I gave her a frozen nutty bar. But anyway. Tell you about the nutty bar store later. Verse 26, look there. And I have, now get this, this is important. I have made your name, everybody say name, known to them, and will make it known so that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to make notice of that. I will make your name. So he's praying to the Father, God Almighty, saying his Father, the Son saying, Father, I'm going to make your name known to those who believe in me, my disciples. I'm going to make your name known. And we're going to revisit that truth in just a moment. Everybody still with me? So there's an atmosphere in God's house. How many know there's an atmosphere?
Yes.
And the atmosphere is what? Love?
Yes.
Peace?
Yeah.
Joy? Glory?
Yes.
Amen?
Glory. Yes.
It's the atmosphere, the presence of God. And how many know on all of those levels, we could all use an intensity ramp up.
Yes.
Amen?
Right.
I mean, I love even what we've already experienced today. But, oh, guys, there's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so much more the Lord wants to do. He wants to send a cloud in here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you might not even have to say, is Rick going to get up and preach? No. We'll look at that passage in a moment.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there's
come
freedom.
On.
Freedom.
There's freedom. There's liberty in the Holy Spirit. We all with what? Unveiled face. How do you get an unveiled face? By looking to Jesus. When you look to Jesus, the veil of the law is removed. So when you turn to Christ, we look at him with unveiled face. And here's what it says. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. What's happening? We are being transformed into his image. Not the pastor's image. Amen? Not even a leader you look up to, an elder or a leader. No, but his image. And from glory
to glory.
The Amplified says it beautifully. From one degree of glory to another.
Amen.
And in the Greek it means from one degree of glory to another, to another, to another. Because we go from faith to faith, from strength to strength, and from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So this is glory. This is why the enemy works overtime to keep us apart.
Yes, he does.
Because there is something special about assembling together. And I ain't talking religiously. But when we do assemble together and we're in unity, there's something special God can do to us that we can't get any other place. And we need that so we can be better light when we walk out of these walls and we go forth into the world. Amen? I found in my life that the reason the enemy works at keeping people out of worship and keeping people out of the presence of God is I know in my life, whenever I'm lacking in worship encounters, I also lack in transformation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That transforming in His image can come to a screeching halt if I'm not in His presence. Because see, I can't discipline myself to be like Jesus. It's something I believe. It's through death to my old life and living under Christ. What does it say? I was crucified with Christ. And it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Amen? In the life I now live in this fleshly body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Amen? So this is where we are, and this is what God's calling us for. And can I tell you, you know the verse in Romans 8, 29, He says, we are predestined. People ask me if I believe in predestination, and I say, absolutely. Yeah. If you're a believer, you are predestined to look like Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
That's what the Bible says, Romans 8, 29. You're predestined to be conformed to His image.
Yes.
Yep. Amen? Yep. And so that's why we need this so much in our lives. And when I just believe this, when that atmosphere is in the house, then that place is the house of God, whether it's your living room, amen, or in the break room at work, or here on Sundays, or on Thursday night at prayer, whatever, that becomes the house of God. Because wherever God's house is, God's family is. And all Jesus requires is two or three of us. That's why sometimes we can have a prayer meeting with a half a dozen people, and it's just awesome. Amen?
You can call it the secret place, too.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to look again at this truth that I told you to hang on to about Him making the Father's name known. Look with me at Hebrews 2:11. Hebrews 2:11. Filling in for Daniel over here. I got myself all mixed up. Hebrews 2:11. For both He who sanctifies, amen, and those who what? Are sanctified, that's you and me, what does it say? Are all from what? One Father. For which reason He, Jesus, everybody say Jesus, is not ashamed to call them brethren. Now that meaning there, how we would say is His brothers and sisters, or His family. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Everybody still there? This includes you too, ladies. You're brethren too.
Yes, that's right.
You're the sons of God just like I am.
Yes.
Saying this, I will proclaim, oh, please get this. What, now, Jesus, what does He say? I will proclaim your name, the Father's name, to what? My brethren, where?
In the midst.
Are y'all getting this? Where?
In the midst
of the congregation. So if we don't congregate, we miss out on something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I will sing of your praise. Hallelujah.
Sing of your praise.
I mean, Jesus joins us.
Amen. That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
He's joining us. He's not just sitting there looking at the offering box.
Yeah.
Right? He joins us. Amen? In John 15, He said this. What? He will make His name known. Right?
That's right.
His name is further made known to us in worship in the Spirit.
Amen.
It actually exalts the name of God. Now, names reveal the character, the nature, and the ways of God. Mm-hmm. In the Hebrew culture, we know this, but in the Hebrew culture, names meant something. If you were named something, it became who you were. Your mom and daddy, it was prophetic.
Yeah.
Very prophetic. Are y'all with me? I wish we were more like that, you know, in different cultures. And some cultures are more like the Jewish culture. They put a lot into naming. It's not just the latest cute name for a kid. It means something.
Yeah.
And it holds purpose and destiny. Of course, we also see names in the Old Testament that were actually curses.
Yeah.
You know, a name placed, you know, Jabez, remember him?
Yeah.
Remember? He saw God. He said, his mom named him that because she had a painful birth with him.
Yeah.
So she basically named him a pain.
Yeah.
Hey, pain, come to dinner. It's time to eat, pain, get in here. Right? And he went before God and said, you know, bless me indeed.
Yeah.
My name may be a pain, but he actually asked God to place His hand upon him and that He wouldn't cause pain.
Yeah.
He reversed the curse. That's the whole thing about the prayer of Jabez. In all that chronological order of all these names, and I'm sure you all meditate on that all the time. Somebody begets somebody who begets somebody. It goes on. But it just comes to a screeching halt and said, but Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Even though he was off on the wrong foot with the wrong name. And I got to get back to my message. Okay. His name reveals the character, nature, and ways of our Father God. So Jesus comes and gives revelation of the names of God. Are you seeing that? The names of God describe who He is. Not just what He can do, it's who He is. Amen? His true nature, His true ways. What did Jesus say? If you've seen me, come on, you've seen the Father. And what He meant was, He wasn't saying He was the Father. He said, you've seen the Father. Amen? Very much believe in the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay? For our God is an unchanging God. I preached this the other night. God is unchangeable. He is unshakable, and He's faithful.
Hallelujah.
Amen? We got to believe that, or we're not going to receive anything from God. If we think He's all over the board on what kind of mood He's in today. Hallelujah. He is still Yahweh. He is still the everlasting Father. He is still El Shaddai, the Almighty God. And the meaning of that also, He's more than enough. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. He is still Jehovah Jireh, the Lord. That means the Lord, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. He is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. He is Jehovah Sikkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. He is the Lord Ra, the Lord, our shepherd. And my favorite, really, they're all great. But you'll see why. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always present. Kind of reminds me of what Jesus said. I will be where? I'll always be present. I'll always be in the midst of you. Amen? Amen? Isn't that good? Have you ever felt like sometimes, oh, I've just had the presence of the Lord. Begin to declare who He is. Yep. Jehovah Shammah. Yep. I'm just going to start worshiping God because I know that's going to invite Jesus right into the midst of this place. Every name of the Father is encompassed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? It doesn't change who God is in His description. It just means we use the name of Jesus that encompasses all these names. Are y'all with me?
Right.
Very important. And He comes into the midst of it. And what I love about this, He sings in the house with us and over us.
Amen.
Isn't that cool? He sings with us and He sings over us. And He releases the names of God in the house of God. Zephaniah 3:17 says, He rejoices over us with shouts of joy. When I got a revelation of that, I really became a loud shouter. I'm serious. I used to think, man, pipe down, dude. That's the way I used to be. I love Jesus, but like, do you have to be so? And I read that in Zephaniah one day and I went, He, meaning the Lord, rejoices over me with shouts of joy. Isn't that powerful? And it kind of changes. I think it's okay to shout now. Amen. I believe when there's more unity, when we're perfected in unity, we'll see more joy and more glory.
Amen.
And when there's more joy and more glory, there's going to be more strength, and there's also going to be more of the way maker.
Amen.
And there's going to be miracles. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We all know the word. We won't turn there. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. But He also went on to say, I say to you, if two of you, everybody say two of you,
agree.
On earth about anything they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name. Are y'all seeing this? In my name. See, if we pray something that goes against the fact that He is Rapha or that He is Jireh, I'm not praying in His name. I'm praying my will. I'm praying by my experience and circumstance. See what I'm saying? But when you ask in His name, then I can't, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't skew away from only what the name means. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important when we pray. Just stick to the name.
Right.
Yeah. Amen? Stay in faith and declare the name of God. Stick to the name. That's my new song I'm going to write. Amen. Gather together in my name. What does it say? I am there. Say, I am there. In their midst. Now, I've taught you this before, but for the sake of the recording and anybody else that's never heard this, the word for agree or agreement is the word that we drive symphony from in the English. And in the Greek, it's symphonio. I think that's how you say it in the Greek. But here's what it means, guys. How many of you know us agreeing together on what we believe for is important?
Yeah.
yes.
Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Would you agree that we should agree? That's important. But here's something we miss. The meaning of the word symphonio is to sound the same. So it's not enough just to think alike. We sound alike. Wow. See, that's why praise is so powerful. When we're sounding alike, it's a symphony of praise. It's a symphony of decree. It's a symphony of hallelujahs. Amen? And declarations. And a symphony of the prophetic. And it brings something very, very special. It brings Jesus into the midst of us. That's why we have to be perfected in unity to see the greater glory. Hallelujah. Y'all with me? When we sound the same in worship, when we sound the same in prayer, we're not praying. I've prayed with some people before and I'm going to like, dude, just let me handle it. Because you know, we're skewing off the point. And I don't mean that in an ugly way. I'm just saying there's something powerful in that. Amen. And Jesus, here's the thing I believe. Jesus comes right in because he feels right at home. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. He's not examining your life to see how perfect you are. He sanctified you. Amen? Amen? He's looking to come in and say, will you agree with me? Yeah. That's what he's saying. Will you agree with me? Don't argue with me. Don't say yeah, but to me. Yeah. Amen?
That's it.
Amy, you ever heard the yeah, but prayers?
No,
yeah. Yeah, but. My experience last time. No. Come into agreement with me.
Put your butts in the right place.
All right. I agree. No.
Hey, it was your sermon.
It probably was. I was trying to move on from that, Brittany. No. But he comes right in. He feels at home. He's with his brothers and sisters. That blows my mind. He's like my big brother. He's your big brother. I mean, you know what I mean? Doesn't change who he is and the majesty of who he is. But it's just, he's so wanting that family feel. He even said what he said. I don't call you servants and slaves. I call you friends. Amen? Because servants and slaves just do what they're told. Like little robots, right? Oh, but friends, they know what the Father's doing. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. But I love the part that he sings and he shouts and he makes the name of God Almighty known to us. And how many know we need to remember? Amen? We need to remember and we need to be reminded. I don't know about you, I need to be reminded daily.
Yes.
Amen? Pray the word. If you don't know what to pray, pray the word. Pray the word. Keep it daily before you. And you're synchronizing yourself with Christ, who is your intercessor, your mediator, your advocate with the Father. Hallelujah. Because he wants to put you on the witness stand.
That's right.
But some of us, he won't put us on the witness stand because he don't want us to open our mouth.
That's right.
Hello?
Yeah. That's true.
He's going to duct tape us. Don't say he doesn't do that.
Oh, he does.
Zacharias had to be mute until the baby was born.
Yeah.
Remember that? I can't trust this guy to talk. Shut him up. The angel came down. Then when John the Baptist was born, he was able to talk. He started prophesying. He learned his lesson. 9 months of silence made him do us all some good. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a long time. I had a situation where I had some nodules on my vocal cords 30 years ago. And that's a church we were doing, you know, 3 services on Sunday. And I was doing the youth meeting on Wednesday. Just a lot of singing, a lot of preaching and teaching. And I was not doing it correctly. And I damaged my vocal cords. And I went and had a test. They looked down at my vocal cords and said, well, you got some nodules, but if you will learn how to sing. I said, I don't know how to sing. They were talking to this rock and roller.
Yeah.
Said, you need to learn how to sing out of your diaphragm. Yeah. He said, if you'll learn how to sing, and after 2 or 3 months of healing and not talking, I said, hold on a minute. I'm in the ministry. She goes, no, I mean 3 months of not talking, not singing.
Yeah.
And let your voice heal and then take some voice lessons and learn how to breathe. You're going to probably be fine. Because you've heard about this about singers and musicians that have had to have their the nodules taken off. And it's very dangerous because it can totally change your voice.
Yeah.
It can totally change your voice, lower the octave or whatever. And so anyway, I did it. And I was walking around at my brother's church back in Memphis. And you ever know the kids' toy that they still make them called a Magna Doodle?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I used. I'd be going down the hall to church and stop to somebody and I'd write on a Magna Doodle. I guess everybody thought I was just a little kid who couldn't put his toys away. But God did heal me. God did heal me, and I came off of that sabbatical of silence, and boy, did somebody want to sing. This guy wanted to sing. I wanted to shout. Amen. I wanted to lead worship again before the congregation. And I'm telling you, it's just the goodness of God. Okay. Okay, everybody say, Pastor Rick, no more rabbit trails.
No more rabbit
okay. No, that's not a rabbit trail. You needed to hear it. Amen?
Yes,
you needed to hear it. Yeah. But the Lord spoke to me before the last missions outreach to challenge the people to take off the limits. Mm. The limits that we've placed on God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And don't get offended by this, but you need to realize His glory is released according to our unity and our agreement with one another and with Him.
Yes.
Okay? Because some people are in agreement together, but they're still not in agreement with the Lord. And it's important that we have that. Because here's the thing. When Jesus said, when you confess me before men, that word confess is homologio, meaning sound the same, meaning basically sound the same. Or when you say what I say. So when you say what I say, what did Jesus say? I will confess you before the Father, amen, in His kingdom. And another verse says, I will confess you before the angels. What do angels do? They hearken unto the voice of the Word. So when my words align with the Word, amen,
amen,
it gets angelic activity going. Are you with me?
Yes.
Because they don't respond to my murmuring and complaining.
No.
They respond to the Word.
Yes.
Most angels are sitting around going, waiting on somebody to say something that they can respond to. Amen? Because they've learned their lesson about the ones that rebelled. They don't want to go that way.
No.
Amen? Hallelujah. Y'all with me still?
With you, bro.
Okay. Go meet Ephesians 3. I'm approaching the runway. Kind of. Ephesians 3 from afar. But I may be told to circle. Ephesians 3 verse 19. Paul's praying this powerful apostolic prayer. But I want to pick up the end of it. Very important. He said, I want you to know. Everybody say experience.
Experience.
That's what know means here. To experience the love of Christ, which what? Surpasses the mere knowledge of Christ. That you may be what? Say it with me out loud. Filled up to all the fullness of God. Say it again. Filled up to all the fullness of God. Wow. Wow. Anybody want that? I'm serious. Verse 20. Now, come on, talk to me. Now, to Him who is what? He's able to do this. To do far more abundantly beyond all that we could what? Ask or think. According to what? The power that works within us. By the way, what power is that? Resurrection power. Amen? Amen? To Him be the glory. Stay with the verse. To Him be the glory where? In the church, His body. Okay? And in Christ Jesus to the early church. Just the early church. No, to all generations forever and ever. I think that's got us covered. I think we got that covered. Are y'all with me? This generation can believe for that. He wants to show His glory to all generations. Above and beyond. Think about that. What you and I ask or imagine. The word therefore think means to imagine and dream of it. So think about this. At what level are we asking and thinking? Amen? Yeah. That's why I'm frustrated because this isn't what I imagined. This little cramped space where we used to have our offices. Right? And I'm just saying a higher level. And I don't mean that just for the sake to say we got a bigger building. I'm talking about souls being impacted, trained, equipped, and sent to the nations. Amen?
Yes.
Are we dreaming and envisioning with a sanctified imagination? Sanctified by the Holy Spirit and the mind of Christ. That's what we have to answer. So let's take off the limits because our small asking and our small thinking is limiting the God who's able to go way beyond that. Amen? Let's take the limits off. Amen?
No limits.
Now, I know I've taught you this many times.
No
many times. But until we get it, we need to keep hearing it.
Yes.
Take off the limitations. Amen? You know, on cars, if you even some rentals, but especially like commercial vehicles and trucks and all, they have governors on them. Y'all know what I'm talking about? There's only so far you can go. And I had a job where I had a truck given to me and I found out that governor really works.
Downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll start downshifting on you. So, but we need to take off the limits. Quit being the governor and let God be the Lord and ruler. Amen.
Yes.
Let's ask God to enlarge us.
Yes.
Remember Nathaniel got a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
Jesus got a word of knowledge about Nathaniel. He believed. Remember that?
Yeah.
He said, Nathaniel, you're going to see greater things than these. You're going to see what? Y'all talk to me. The heavens open and angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And I believe in this dispensation in the New Covenant, that means the angels ascend and descend upon the body of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're ascending and descending today in this house. So let's ask God to enlarge us. Amen. So show us these things we've never seen before. Everybody say greater things than these.
Greater things
than these. Greater things than these. So my challenge to you on a personal level, as you're in prayer, as you're in worship, as you're in the Word of God, just ask Holy Spirit to reveal the deep things of God to you. Amen?
Yes.
Did y'all know our God is really deep?
Yes.
Amen? He's really deep. And you and I have never gone even close to the depths of God. But He's begging us to come. He's saying deep's calling unto deep within each one of us. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9, you know this verse also, but I want you to see something. Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which has not entered the heart of man, all that God has what?
Prepared.
Okay, so He's already prepared it, right? For who?
For those who love Him.
Say, for those who love Him. For to us, in other words, us lovers of God, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Come on, even the depths of God. I believe a lot, hear my heart. I believe a lot of the church or a lot of people in the church in general, not just here, but a lot of people feel because of their circumstances that they're confined from being able to pray and ask big things.
Yeah.
How many of you have bought that before?
Yeah.
You know, I've got to deal with some stuff before I can get in faith about something. But you know, we won't look at it for the sake of time, but in Jeremiah 33, most of us know verse 3. Call unto me,
and I
will answer and show you great and mighty things you've never known before. But the verse that leads up to that said, while Jeremiah was confined in the court of the guard, he was in prison. For the second time, the Spirit of the Lord came to him and said, call unto me. So while he's in a place where you would think, how could I possibly? There were more powerful things that happened when men who were in prison in the book of Acts. So your situation, your confinement is not determining whether or not you can ask God.
That's right.
Amen. In fact, it may be the way you're going to have a prison break.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Yep.
Have you ever been in a place you're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about my marriage. I don't know what to do about my kids. Yeah. I don't know what to do about my financial situation. I don't know what to do about this relationship that's broken. Lord, I don't know what to do. Call to me.
Yeah.
And let me show you what you're obviously not seeing.
Yeah.
Amen. Because He wants you to come out into freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. He will show us new things. Now, perfected in unity, agreeing together, sounding the same. Everybody got that? Very important. Hallelujah. God honors that unity, even under the inferior old covenant. The other day, it was Friday, last day. And the church there that we base out of and we use their Sunday school rooms and stuff to sleep and all of that, Kenyon Day Assembly of God, you guys have seen it. They receive food, and it's from the government, for the people. And so we help bag it, sort it, and it's really a blessing. I mean, meat and butter and cheese and milk and eggs, and it was wonderful. And our team got out there, man, and we put together. While we were waiting on everything and waiting for the time when the people start driving through with the COVID thing, that people used to come in and go get it themselves. And it was easier to pray for them in that situation. But they were coming through in cars. But we still were standing there with signs saying, you know, if you want prayer. And about 8 out of 10 that came through and got food for a couple of hours, about 8 out of 10 allowed us to pray for them and pray with. They wanted prayer. So that was awesome in that. But before we started, we were standing in the foyer of this church, and it was really a lot of hard surfaces, tile floor, and so it reverberates like singing in a shower.
Yeah.
And it's our team. How many was this? 15 of us? 15, 17? 150, something like that. Now I'm starting to speak evangelistically. But we're standing there worshiping, and there were some brothers that were there from a ministry that actually based out of Phoenix called Church on the Streets. I'm not going to use any names because I'm not going to use any names for the recording. But they were up to help. And they've started a ministry there called Hope Center, I think, in White River to meet the people that are the homeless, and mainly they're addicts. And especially on the reservation, most of them are alcoholics. And so we're there, and I met this one brother, and I could tell he had only been saved. I'd heard later that he'd only been saved a couple of days, but he was there helping and wanted to love on people. Well, we just start worshiping. You remember this? We just start worshiping. And we're just standing out because it wasn't time yet. We already bagged up all the food and we're just waiting. So we just start worshiping. And it was powerful. I mean, man, it was not only the volume and the reverberation, but the glory. And we were just having a wonderful time. And that guy, he kind of got up off his chair and kind of got in a circle with everybody. We were all just a big fat circle. You know, with I had the guitar and we were just singing. And he kind of stood there and the Lord just told me to encourage him. And I could tell the power, the presence was impacting him. I could just tell he was starting to quake a little bit under the power of God. And I just spoke an encouragement to him. I said, the Lord's got plans for your life, brother. You're going to look back in your life. You're going to see where God's going to take you places than ever before. Something like that. It was a very general prophecy that I would speak to anybody that just got saved. In all honesty, I didn't feel like it was a word of knowledge or wisdom of anything of the such. Well, the next thing I know, I think you went over there. Nishay went over there. And this guy, the power of God, starts to rock his world. I'm talking physically and emotionally. He falls to the ground eventually. And I know Nishay and several people, the team came and prayed for him. William, you prayed for him a while. And what I'm saying is I'm not boasting in us. I'm boasting in the presence of God and what He does when we honor Him and come into agreement with Him and let Him do it. Yeah. Everybody say, let Him do it.
Let Him do it.
God's got this.
Let Him do it.
Amen. And it was amazing. It was amazing. That guy was totally right. And the guy, the other leader that was with him came and told me later, well, he's only been saved a couple of days. And we wondered, you know, but it was almost like he was just having withdrawal and getting it over with in a moment. It was amazing. It was amazing. And but how many know we need that? Amen?
Yeah.
I like the one-step program.
Yes.
Anyway. As I read this account about the Holy Spirit, I want you to picture this, how the Holy Spirit comes upon. Now, I'm going to read an account to you from the Old Covenant, but I'm going to show you how the principle works. So I want you to read it with New Covenant eyes. Are you with me? Because you're the royal priesthood, right?
Amen.
Everybody with me?
Yes, with you.
And I know some of you have heard this before. And I reference it a lot, but I want to read it to you today. 2 Chronicles 5:11. When the priest came forth from the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without regard to divisions. Okay? There was no hierarchy. All the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and kinsmen, get this, clothed in fine linen. What does that represent to us? The robe of righteousness, right? With cymbals and harps, and lyres standing east of the altar, and with them 120 priests blowing trumpets. That's a blast.
Yeah. Awesome.
Needless to say, in unison, when the trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with what? One voice. Everybody say one voice. What is that? A symphony of agreement, right?
Yeah.
To what? Praise and to glorify the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice, accompanied by trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and when they praised the Lord, saying, now, guys, this is all they said. Get this. He indeed is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Let's say that together. He indeed is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Then, everybody say then. The house, come on, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. So that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
Do it again. Woo-hoo. Do it again.
And that's in the inferior old covenant. We have a better covenant, a greater degree of glory. Are you with me? So what's missing? I believe it's the agreement and the perfected unity. And God's going to bring His bride into that.
Yeah.
There's a remnant that's going to contend for it, believe for it, and it's going to happen because He's not coming back for a wrinkled up old hag. He's coming back for a glorious church.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yeah. Last verse, Psalm 24. Quick, quick, quick. Let's go there. Whew. Y'all getting something out of this?
Yeah.
Psalm 24. Don't you love when you get something out of God? Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sweating, but you're getting it out of God. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and what? All it contains. The world and those who dwell in it. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in His holy place? Let's say this together. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. Keep reading. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Amen. Oh, look at verse 6. This is the generation of those who what? Who seek him, who seek your face, even Jacob. Selah. Now, that means stop, ponder, and reflect on this. Right? It's a pause. It wasn't for a guitar solo. It was to stop and ponder and reflect on what you just saw. Why did he say Jacob? Why didn't he say Abraham? Jacob had the first revelation of the house of God.
Yes.
Remember that? What? The ladder from earth to heaven. Not from heaven to earth. That's from it. Earth to heaven. Yeah. Angels were what? Ascending and descending on that ladder. Yes. And when he woke up, he goes, wow, the Lord was here and I didn't even know it. Much of the church is going to wake up in this hour and go, hallelujah, God's been here all along and I didn't even know it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. And then he said this, how awesome is this place? For this is the house of God and it gets better, the gate of heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Now, hallelujah. If we will set our hearts on seeking God, especially when we come together, amen?
Yes.
Coming boldly with confidence to the throne of grace, which we can only come by grace, amen? I believe, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Guys, you've got the attire if you'll get yourself in Christ. Amen? You've got the proper attire. And it's not based on your works. It's based upon your faith and understanding the power of what Jesus has come to do. He wants to take off the filthy garments and place robes of righteousness on all of us. Amen?
Yes.
If we'll do that, I believe with all of my heart and say, I'm going to seek your face, I believe we'll see any place in which we worship become the gate of heaven. Amen? Even in the secret place of prayer, just you and Jesus can be the gate of heaven. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Are y'all received that?
Yes.
Now, the psalm's not over. Because it's very interesting. Would y'all agree with me that in the natural, a gate doesn't have a head, nor does a door. So the doors and the gates in this verse are speaking to people. Amen? Everybody understand that? If you've seen a door with a head on it, then I don't know what you've just seen. You've watched a horror movie, I guess.
That's right.
But so it would speak of the portal, the gate, the doorway. Amen?
Yes.
You know, he said in Revelation, I saw a door open in heaven, and he said, come up here.
Yes.
So the portal, the gate, it's you, and it's me. It's the redeemed, okay? Everybody understand that? Okay, with that in mind, are you ready? We're going to do this together, loudly. Are you ready? Go to verse 7. We're going to finish the psalm together. You ready?
Ready.
Let's do it together. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Say it. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Lift your face toward heaven. Come on, verse. Lift your face toward heaven right now. Come on. Shout hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is sin great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Come on. Stand with me right now. Let's open the gates right now. Hold on, my God. Lord, I bless this house with a fresh revelation.
Oh. I just, I kind of just wanted to thank everyone here, like Mr. Rick and Miss Susan. This opportunity has just been amazing. It's changed my life for sure. I've never been like so bold in the Lord in my life.
Hallelujah.
And it's just changed me.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
That's William's fault.
Amen. More God.
It's just hard to talk about it. It's so moving that like you just want to cry. Like Master Rick made me, or not made me. He had me lead worship, and it's the most captivated worship I've ever been in my life. And I just can't. Oh. So just thank him for that.
God's calling you to be. God's calling you to be a voice to your generation. Amen.
Amen.
Both of you. He's called you to be a voice
yes.
to your generation.
Yes.
In praise and worship and leading.
Yes.
And just to be a voice to your generation. We talked on the council. We watched a couple episodes of The Chosen last night. And it's a good way to kind of calm down, you know. And we watched the episodes of the woman at the well and Nicodemus with Jesus. And they were both just, I loved their hearts. They were so mesmerized. Oh, yeah, how I was. I've watched it like five times.
Yeah, I know.
William said, let's watch The Chosen. So, boom, we put it on and went for it. It was awesome. But you guys, your generation needs firebrands like you.
That's right.
Amen. Because I'm not going to accept the fact that this generation is going to be lost. I'm not going to accept it. Amen. Amen. Let's not accept that. And God's going to light up some young ladies and young men in this hour. And they're going to reach people that some of us would never be able to reach. But it's because of a favor God's placed upon you. We bless you both right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray over these weeks and months to come that God directs you about timing, when to do this, when to do that, maybe when to come back here and for various things. But that the Lord's going to direct you, and you're going to have dreams and visions. And the passion you've felt, and the boldness you felt, that it's not going to diminish. Amen? Amen? The impact of His presence and glory is not going to diminish if you don't let it. So I encourage you to press into everything you've heard and you've received. You were a blessing to us too. I want you both ladies to know that. Okay? You guys were a blessing to us too. I don't want you to look. This wasn't a one-way thing.
Amen.
It goes both ways. Amen? If anybody else want to speak something over them or pray over them? Jenna, you got something?
You two beautiful girls, let me tell you, God has something so powerful in you that you don't even know it. As Rick was speaking over you, I just saw God putting music into your hearts. He was downloading songs that not even the worshipers have ever heard.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to give you the heavenly music that you've been praying for, and you're going to see it. And you're going to be able to sing it. And you're going to sing over people. And you're going to just break off chains just as you sing.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be so anointing, says the Lord. I'm going to just break off every chain through you, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a tool He's made.
Chloe, I really saw God use you. In a realm that's not going to make sense to you. I'm going to tell you what it's called, okay? But it's God's government. When God sets His order on something, the anointing can flow through it just, you know, without any hindrances. And He just, it's described in the scripture as oil coming on top of Aaron's head and flowing through his beard and all the way to the skirts, okay? But there has to be a vessel for that to flow through. And God really used you that way on this trip. Okay, whether you were leading a memory verse activity, you were gathering kids up that were wandering around, I just saw you bring that godly order, and then God was able to move through that.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
And I just ask for an increase. I ask for an increase of this anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
They were both quite the recruiters about going out and getting kids that were just wandering around to come on in. And always try to use the intimidation of a father. It never works. But these girls can pull them in.
There's something coming to my spirit, really strong.
I don't know you guys, but I see in my spirit. I see you guys grabbing a tent has cords that they attach to the stakes, and it draws the tent out. I see you guys grabbing the cords of God's tent and expanding it out.
Yes.
Larger,
yes.
And larger,
yes.
In the kingdom, so that the kingdom expands, and you guys are pulling those cords out further and further and further.
Hallelujah.
So you got a quest in front of you, you have a journey in front of you,
yes.
An adventure with, yeah. God. So grasp it, amen. And run with it in Jesus' name.
This is yet to come, amen.
And then the word the Lord gave me goes along with Susan, Pastor Susan's word. But the Lord the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you in the months and the days to come, and He's going to give you direction, but He's going to give you direction in something that you never thought of yourself,
yeah.
And it's going to seem a little bit out there, you know, and how is He going to provide and how is He going to do it? So I told Angel this one time, and what you do every day is when you wake up, the first thing you say is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, yes, Lord.
Yes.
So when He gives you direction, you tell your mind to be quiet. It's only yes, Lord.
Only yes.
It's never no. It's yes.
Yes.
So you just be excited about it, because I really feel excited about you too. I just met you, but I tell you, you're
told they can't fly back out that quickly.
I know. I know. They're just.
We don't allow
they're,
that.
They're just. You're just. I don't know. You're just very, very special, and we're very privileged to have known you for a little bit. But you'll be back, so that's good.
Yes, amen.
I just want to tell you too that whenever I called to get pastoral references on these gals, both of their pastors were excited to send them because they believed in them and because they have a proven track record in their house. They served at home,
yep.
And they're and because of that, their pastors were confident for them to go. Isn't that awesome?
Amen. Bill, you got something?
Yeah, I was looking at you two from the platform, and Lord says, heart of worship. Heart of worship is all over you guys.
Yes, Jesus.
And one thing about minstrels, we recognize the minstrel anointing in others. And it tugs, and I don't know, you're my sisters, and I've not even said hi yet. But both of you.
This is the guy I told you about. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, whatever he said, it's probably true. It's the 5% you got to worry about. Yeah. But you got such a heart of worship. God says they've got my heart. They've got King David's heart.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. That's good.
Write down everything that you have been getting today. It's going to be important for you because there are going to be times when you're going to need those words.
Yep, yep.
Yes.
Because God showed me that there's going to be some lean times, okay? And that comes with every walk. And when you read those prophetic words about the call on your life, it's going to get you through.
Yes.
Because God's going to allow that. That's not going to be something you created. Yeah. He's going to bring something across your path to make the roots go deeper.
Yes.
Amen.
So,
that's right.
I don't have anything that they didn't say. My job is to impart. Because I'm a heart of worshiper. I'm a 65-year-old crier. just listen to these guys, and they'll tell you I cry all the time. So my job is just to impart a heart of worship to you. Because I want you to go further. I want our ceiling to be your floor.
Yes.
That however time the Lord tarries, you're going to go
into
his heart. Because that's our desire of this team up here. We don't want to just be in the room with him. We want to hug him. We want to know his heart. We want him to be a place where it's safe for him to come and reveal his heart to us.
Amen.
And both of you are incredible. What I saw was just, Father, everything you've ever given to me, every man of God, every worshiper that's ever laid hands on me and imparted, I give it to them.
Yes.
Father, I give it to them such a heart of worship that Lord, they will pursue you with all of their heart,
Lord.
And their
being,
all the days of their life, that they will truly know. Like King David, I would rather spend one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. But for you guys, it ain't going to be one day. It's going to be a whole bunch of days.
Hallelujah.
And I impart the heart of worship to these wonderful, fire-breathing kids.
Yeah.
That's going to impact their generation.
Yes.
No pressure on you. Oh, there's another word here. No pressure on you. You don't bring this about. You let God bring this about. There is no pressure here.
That's right.
Can you imagine if somebody walked up to Michael Jordan? I don't know why the Lord gave me this. Can you imagine Michael Jordan being told you're going to be the best basketball player ever when he was a kid? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But guess what? That's what God's telling you, but it's not what you're going to do.
Right.
That's
good.
Amen.
That's good.
No
Hallelujah.
Pressure. No pressure.
No pressure.
Just love.
Yield.
You go to do what you is natural to you. You worship.
That's right.
And God will do the rest.
Amen.
God will do the rest. You let the heart of worship come. And you just let it flow.
Yes, yes.
And I give you a strong, strong, strong prophetic anointing to flow. Like the new song that will flow. The new song, and by the way, when the Lord utters the new song, I want to be there because I have been claiming that for decades.
Yes.
That new song, and God's going to give it to you as well. You're going to be there. You're going to lead. You're going to go. And where did that song come from? It's because God brought it.
Yes.
So I give everything I give, and I bless them, and I ask Father that you protect their steps, because whoever God is going to bring across your way. In the way of relationships, I pray that they will be God ordained and do not send them bad company.
That's it.
Come on.
Do not send them bad company. You need friends and you need future relationships that are godly. So if they're not godly, run.
Come on, come on.
If they're not godly, you run from them. No matter how good the boy may seem, run.
If he ain't chasing Jesus with the intensity you are, he ain't the one.
That's right.
Amen. Come on.
He's got to have a heart like yours and more. Because, hey, you two are yoked. When God brings that and you're going, you can't have a slacker. You got to have a full passion.
He's got to be able to keep up with her.
So hallelujah.
Bless him and thank you. I got to hug him. Oh, man. Big grandpa crier.
Hallelujah. Anybody else got anything before we...
I just really enjoyed being with you. And it was a lot of fun to see each of you multiply every day. And that's never going to stop.
Come on.
You think you're bold? You just wait. You are a bold daughter of God. And you are an amazingly patient leader. You seed the room with faith and worship. You teach people how to worship, not even with the words that you sing, but with the heart that you sing in. So I bless you, sister. All that faith that you grew in this week is just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning. And not only for you, but for everybody that you lead. You are an apple who produces a tree, who produces more apples, who produce more trees, who produce more apples, who produce more trees.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
It's a sweet apple.
Yes. Yes.
Not a sour apple.
You are not sour.
It's gay. Gay last
word. And your boldness is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever you walk, you are walking with the great I am. His shadow is yours. You sit, you stand, you walk in the shadow of the Almighty. I declare that as your resting place. And you can look anybody in the eye knowing that you are in his shadow.
Yeah, yeah.
In Jesus' name.
It changes everything. Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
You are the generation.
All right.
The generation that will bring the young generation of today who haven't heard of the Lord. He's using you, Almighty, to bring them back to glorify God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
Mine's just simple. I just feel like, can you put your hand on your bellies?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how to. Okay. Got to hold the mic. All right. So we just seal the destinies that God has written before the creation of time
in you,
that the enemy will not rob it. So we thank you, Lord, for the destinies, the calling, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you for your angels encamped around them, God, that they will not waver to the left or to the right.
Yes.
God, that they'll be straightforward in the narrow path that you set before them, God.
Yes.
That they will not waver. They will not go weary in doing good, Lord. Bless them, God. It's your blood that redeemed them and has called them at a young age. We thank you, Father, for the amazing addition and the multiplication they're going to be in the body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Perfect. Perfect. And that's for everybody. Receive it.
Yes.
Receive it. Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. We love you guys. What a great day. What an awesome day in the presence of the Lord. Are the online family already gone? They're still there. Hey. We bless you too in the name of Jesus. Thursday night prayer. Next Sunday we'll be here. So, amen. Love you guys. We're going to have to scoot in a minute.